Once again, hello everyone. Mike and Kim along with you on the good stuff. And we're inviting you to the 68th annual Home on the Range Champions Ride. It's a saddle bronc matchup coming up at the Open A Angus Arena, August 3rd, 1 p.m. Mountain Time in Sentinel Butte, North Dakota. For more details on that, you can find everything online at hotrnd.com.
And pause for a moment and you'll discover Tri-State Livestock News. It's the cattleman's publication, delivering comprehensive agricultural coverage for decades, a medium that blends its vast readership and deep industry knowledge to provide exceptional news and insight. A publication with these credentials warrants your attention. Tri-State Livestock News, available every week, or you can go online at tsln.com, or again, you can get it in print.
When was the last time we heard something from Slim McNaught?
Oh, it's been quite a while.
I thought we probably should do that, and especially because it says this is called The Valentine Couple.
Oh, I already like it. I hope.
Let's wait on that.
Yeah, let's hold out.
As Valentine couples mature, times just seem to change. He can't remember where he put things. She can't hear when he complains. Oh, they watch out for each other, passing pills and all of that, and it takes them both to remember where the doc's office is at. They don't argue like they used to, but the reason's pretty plain. He can't remember, she can't hear, cuts out a lot of the strain. He makes a statement, sure to irk, but when she asks what he said, for his life, he can't remember. Quarrel's over, peace instead. There's days they're just a bit grumpy, just can't quite seem to agree, but they spend their time together, living their life plum free. Facing life's bumps together, enjoying what sun does shine. And by golly, that old cowboy says she's still his favorite Valentine. Slim McNaught wrote that one back in 2013.
Stamp of approval on that, I think you'd agree.
Just a reminder, the Days of 76 Rodeo coming up in Deadwood, South Dakota. That's July 21st through the 27th. PRCA Rodeo's at 7 o'clock each night, the 24th. Through the 27th. And don't forget the historic parades on Friday and Saturday. For more information, go to daysof76.com.
Mike, a Sunday school teacher, was trying to explain about saying grace before meals. One of the pupils was the young son of the minister of that church, so she started the discussion by asking him, "Jerry, what does your father say when the family sits down to dinner?" Jerry responds, "Dad says, go easy on the butter, kids. It's $3 a pound." Here's another one. Mother to a sleepy little Johnny. "Little Johnny, wake up. It's 7:40. Little Johnny, half asleep. In whose favor?" He's going to be a sports person. He is a sports person. While going through his deceased father's things, a man finds a 25-year-old claim check for a shoe repair. Curious, he goes to the store and hands the owner the ticket. The owner goes to the back and then reappears. "Good news," he begins. "They'll be ready next Friday."
I think I had a story about somebody in like Brodus, Montana or something like that here a while back. An old cowboy showing up to get a pair of boots six years later.
Oh, he goes, that's funny.
"They'll be ready on Friday."
That's good. I like that.
Here's one that's called "Last of a Breed" by J.W. Beeson. "As the sound of the mornings come dancing through the darkness that's just before dawn, an old sorrel mare lifts her head in the air as a light in the bunkhouse comes on. And then, like an echo of things from the past, a cowboy walks out toward the barn with a blue heeler pup staying close to his heels and a bridle hung over his arm. And he walks in the tracks that his granddaddy made, like a trip through a crevice in time. It's a 100-year walk from the house to the barn, but he knows, in the back of his mind, that he's one of the highly exalted in love with the life that he leads. He's known as a cowboy, a wild buckaroo, a hero in legend indeed. He's one of the last of the breed. The horses stand patiently waiting, the sorrels, the buckskins, the blues. And like him, they're the grandsons of legends like Badger and Peter McHugh. And soon the time-honored tradition of choosing a mount will take place, and two kindred spirits will be partnered up by a Houlihan's whirling embrace. From the bluebonnet prairies of Texas, where the Indian paintbrush grows wild, to the Bitterroot Range of Montana, where this big sky stretches for miles. On the TLX and the Matador and the Quarter Circle A, as the sunshine splits the darkness, the cowboy starts his day. And he'll sit there like a monarch in a 3X beaver crown, on a throne of hand-tooled leather 16 hands above the ground. And he's sure that he's the richest man that ever breathed in air, though his kingdom's filled with soapweed and the sage and prickly pear. He's one of the highly exalted, in love with the life that he leads. He's known as a cowboy, a wild buckaroo, a hero in legend and deed. He's one of the last of a breed. J.W. Beeson today, and you heard it on The Good Stuff.